Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 30, 2011. The Golden Chain. The passage is from Romans 8. Those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. As we approach the end of our meditations on the cross, let's anchor our thoughts in the eternal plan of God, as revealed in today's stunning verses. One of the great Reformation confessions calls this the golden chain of redemption. For those God foreknew, He also predestined. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. No break in the chain. God is the subject of each verb, the main actor in the drama of salvation. And the same people are the object of each verb. Each one of them is totally encircled by that golden chain and absolutely assured of complete salvation. The cross is anchored in that love, set up and supported by that golden chain of our redemption. Notice the ultimate purpose of God's love, that we might be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. The change we've been talking about all month is the goal of God's eternal plan and the purpose of the cross. Not just to save us from our sin for heaven someday, but that we might be conformed to the image of His Son. What a comfort! What a challenge! Have you experienced the full breadth of God's love? Will you pray with me? Eternal God, use this glimpse into Your eternal plan to help us see the magnificent power of the cross and become like Jesus. Amen.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.